February 25th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, once again, I remind you that the state of your heart will determine the depth of grace you will receive on Divine Mercy Sunday. If you are successful in emptying your heart of worldly concerns, you will receive much grace. Just as every present moment is unique in what it offers, every opportunity for sacrifice is unique and will never come to you again in the same way, under the same circumstances. The best sacrifice is to accept my will in the present moment. You can only do this by sacrificing your free will. Do not sacrifice that which would be detrimental to your physical well-being, such as daily sustenance. That is not my will for you. Do not pass up seemingly little, insignificant sacrifices. The best opportunities to sacrifice are those seen only between me and you. So, I present to you a challenge. The preparation of your heart for the coming of my triple blessing on Divine Mercy Sunday. This preparation is private, seen only by me. I will honor your best efforts." A note is given to read Galatians chapter 6, 7 through 10. "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we do not lose heart. So then, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all men, and especially to those who are of the household of faith." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.